make him a steer?
Castrate.
Any other word for it?
That's the only word I've ever heard.
You never have heard anything? Well, that's interesting. Now, then McGoy said mark him.
Mark him.
I've never heard anything. Well, the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned, what does he do?
Blate.
Okay. And a horse, the sound he makes at feeding time?
Bray.
Okay, horse will bray?
Yeah.
How about a mule?
They will too.
Okay.
When he get hungry.
Okay. I figured. And the sound that cows make at feeding time?
Moo.
Okay.
Bella.
How do you say there?
Bella.
Okay. And you have a general word for feeding the cattle. What would you call what you're doing? And I'm going to
feed the cattle.
Okay.
Or feed the cows, the horses.
Or whatever. You just use
yeah.
feed, don't
uh-huh.
you? Okay. And a hen on an egg is
setting hen.
Okay. And what kind of shelters the chickens live in?
A chicken house.
Or a little bitty one.
Coop.
And the bone of the chicken that children like to play with?
Pulley bone.
Okay.
Or thigh. They like to eat thigh.
Yeah, pulley bone.
Pulley bone, yeah.
You know any superstitions about that?
Kids like to pull them and make a wish or something.
Okay, yeah, make a wish. Anything else that'd prove once?
Once it's broken, when it got a certain piece of it, gets married first or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
The little one, she said.
Yeah, I think, little kids, they used to try to get them, pull them, I remember now.
Okay. You ever get called anything else?
No.
Okay.
Wishbone.
Yeah, I heard that.
Pulley bone, wishbone.
Well, what about just a gentle word for all of the edible insides of a pig or a cow or a tail?
All the inside of it.
Uh-huh.
A pig or cow calf.
Uh-huh.
A pig is called chitlins and a cow is called
entrails.
Tripe.
Tripe.
Yeah, tripe for a cow and chitlins for a pig.
Okay, I'm going to turn it up next time we talk. I'm not sure you can. And the pig's small intestines are, you've already said.
A chitlins?
That's
his large intestine. That's what they usually eat, is a large one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Entrails. Chickens, entrails, I guess, and the hogs, chitlins.
Okay. Well, that's good. And feeding time, a word for that?
Well, it's time to feed, feeding.
In no special way?
No.
Okay. How do you call cows to get them in from the pasture?
We just have to go. We always have to go drive them up. They won't come if you call. I don't know any word to call.
What would you say to them?
You just have to round them up and drive them.
There was a term for that,
yeah.
Mac. You used to get out and call a cow.
Wow.
Well,
that's cook cow or something like that. But I mean, they don't pay much attention. You've got
to go
drive.
Yeah, well, how about to make them stand still at milking time?
Saw.
Okay. How would you call a calf?
Calf.
Anything for that?
No special. I mean, it.
Okay. Well, how would you call mules or horses to get them to turn left or turn right when you're plowing?
Make them turn right and haw left.
Okay. And horses, how'd you call them to get them in from the pasture?
We never had any way. We never did have them in the pasture much. They always come up. We never did have to call them. There wasn't a way up, as far as I know. No.
Well, if you had several horses, what would you do? Did you call them by name?
No, you just go out. You just have to go out and round them up, drive them in.
Okay. How do you call to a horse to make him start?
Get up.
And to make him go faster?
Well, I mean, that's the only way. Just get up.
Both things.
Mm-hmm.
Just make him stop.